Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It can strike without warning. It stalks closer, invisible to the eye, silent, but for the sickly sounds of its victims. It's BRD. And it's coming for your calves. With inventories low and prices high, times are changing for the cattle industry. Now more than ever, the consequences of BRD could be truly terrifying. But Baytril 100 Enrofloxacin Injectable can help fight this scary disease. The only Enrofloxacin FDA approved for single-dose treatment and for BRD control in high-risk cattle, Baytril 100 can help turn BRD from predator to prey. BRD shouldn't make a horror story out of your herd. Reach for the brand you've trusted, Baytril 100. Contact your veterinarian or visit Baytril100.com for a product label. Veterinary prescription only. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal in cattle is required.
Expectations of a record corn crop has pushed the price for that commodity well down into the $3 range. In fact, when you look at local areas, basis could push prices down with a 2 in front of them. That's already happened here in 2014. Probably the agricultural economist that knows as much about the corn market as anybody is Dr. Darrell Good from over at the University of Illinois. He says he sees a couple of good things happening right now. The slowness of the corn harvest helping spread out some of the risk on pushing basis levels too far down. And also, with corn prices where they are right now, that means that we're running a blue light special on corn in the global market.
Yeah, I guess I'm still thinking that with the delay in harvest that we're seeing in large part of the Corn Belt due to wet weather, that we're not going to have perhaps as big a rush to get this crop into the bin and as much pressure on the bases as might have occurred otherwise. And we're seeing some pretty good response now. We've seen a big export sales to Mexico recently announced. So I think we're beginning to see some response to this lower price of corn. And it says to me that maybe we've seen a kind of a harvest low and would now be looking forward to that modest post-harvest recovery in prices. So I would be still of the mind to be holding the majority of unpriced corn at this point.
Extension economist Dr. Darrell Good, who says that farmers who've got some on-farm storage may find that it really pays off this year, giving them the opportunity to carry that corn past these harvest lows and to a point where corn prices may start looking a little bit better once again here later in the season, maybe the early part of 2015. With yesterday being Columbus Day, no crop weather updates, no national crop progress numbers out yesterday. They'll be out later on today. In the meantime, looking at the rainfall amounts, going back to last Thursday, huge rainfalls in the eastern third of the state. We got over 7 inches at a couple of locations in northeastern Oklahoma and down around Wilburton in the southeastern part of the state. We got easily 4.5 inches at Burneyville in southern Oklahoma. An inch and a half up to 3 inches across the middle part of the state. Western Oklahoma got 2 and 3 inches at several locations. Clinton, 3.1 inches, 1.4 inches at Hobart, but only 8 tenths at Altus, only a couple of tenths in the Harmon County area, far southwestern Oklahoma. All told, great moisture here for mid-October and definitely will help wheat pasture prospects, it looks like, in our wheat counties of our state. You've got farm news, and Ron.
You've got a certain sizzle to you. You're unpretentious, but famous for your good taste. Everybody wants a piece of you. You're proud to be local, and you show it by giving back to educational programs in your community. Your secret? Buying blue and gold breakfast sausage, chicken tenders, and bacon. Because you are what you eat. To find out who's selling in your neighborhood, visit blueandgoldsausage.com. Giving never tasted so good.
That's your farm news. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.